Happy birthday to WSB Atlanta.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear WSB. Happy birthday to you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to WSB Radio's 50th birthday party. I'm Jim Howell, and we're at White Columns, beautiful home of WSB AM, FM, TV, and Cox Broadcasting Corporation on historic Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia.
Talk to WSB, Daddy.
Okay, Meredith, we'll do that. Friends, we present a unique first in broadcasting, an honest-to-goodness live interview with a radio station. And here he is now, Mr. WSB Radio.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome South, brothers and sisters dear. Without your help, we would never have made it here.
Say, how do you feel?
Oh, pleased as punch and happy as a baby.
Well, we're happy too, Mr. WSB. Tell us, when were you born?
March 15th, 1922. Right on Forsyth Street on the fifth floor of the old Atlanta Journal building. I had 100 watts of power. About the same as a light bulb.
The Atlanta Journal said you were a giant that covered Dixie like the dew.
Oh, I was little but loud. Here's how I sound.
WSB. The voice of the South. Radio phone broadcasting station of the Atlanta Journal. Atlanta, Georgia.
That was Lambden Kay, WSB's first general manager and a great showman. He really got the local folks performing on WSB in 1922, Fiddlin' John Carson, radio's first hillbilly, Kimo Kaloi and his Hawaiians, the first Presbyterian church service. It's still going strong, you know, 50 years later.
Who played the first music on WSB?
Why, that was Earl Fuller and his jazz band. And their first number was the Light Cavalry Overture. Another big name in WSB music in the 20s and 30s was Marcus Bartlett, now executive vice president of Cox Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Marcus Bartlett with the Johnson Sisters and Walter Herbert serenading you from our studios atop the Biltmore Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wesby, what do you remember best from the early days?
Well, we were growing all the time, from 1,000 watts in 1925 to 5,000 in 1929, and to 50,000 in 1933.
Oh, wasn't that the occasion of a big network broadcast?
Oh, it surely was, coast to coast. And the star of that show honoring WSB was Will Rogers. Remember his Oklahoma twang?
We'll hold the distinction of being the only nation in the history of the world that ever went to the poorhouse in an automobile.
Who has been the most interesting person you ever carried on your killer cycles, Wisby?
Well, that's a tough one. But here was one of my favorites.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Another dynamic voice was that of Atlanta's own Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Will our freedom ring? When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
WSB, what has been your proudest moment in 50 years of broadcasting?
Oh, I could name 1,000. But I was especially proud of the way we reported the world premiere of Gone with the Wind. That was 1939.
I'm standing in front of Lowe's Grand Theater in downtown Atlanta, and here they come now. Clark Gable and Vivian Lee waving at the crowd here on Peachtree Street. And sitting with them, beaming and smiling, Mayor William B. Hartsfield.
Wisby, I understand you also did quite a job covering World War II.
You bet we did, at home, and our correspondents on the battlefield.
This is Wright Bryan speaking from London. In the first hour of D-Day by British double summer time, a little more than an hour before D-Day began by Greenwich Mean Time, the first spearhead of Allied forces for the liberation of Europe landed by parachute in northern France. In the navigator's dome in the flight deck of a C-47, I rode across the English Channel with the first group of planes from Troop Carrier Command to take our fighting men into Europe.
WSB, tell us about the golden age of network radio that followed World War II.
Oh, it was exciting, and it was fun.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You want to buy a duck?
No, Joe, I don't want to buy a duck.
You nasty man!
This is Ben Burney, the voice of experience speaking. Elsa.
It's good to see you, Bill. Two things improve with age, old friends and old wine.
Don't mind if I do.
Jack.
What?
I know it can't be you. Why don't you get another fiddle?
George, this happens to be a Stradivarius.
A Stradivarius?
It cost me $10,000.
Well, you're certainly careless with it. You left it in the dressing room, you left it on the stage, you left it out in the audience.
It's insured for $15,000.
This is Eddie Cantor. I want to join the many others who are congratulating WSB on its anniversary. WSB has been broadcasting almost, but not quite as long as I have been in show business. So, congratulations to America's radioactive station, WSB.
Welcome to the 50th birthday party of the Voice of the South, WSB Radio, 750 Atlanta. I'm Jim Howell, and here's our guest of honor, old Wisby himself, Mr. WSB.
Well, thank you, Jim, thank you.
Wisby, I understand that in the 1950s, you pioneered a new style of radio.
Right, and the man who can tell you about it is Frank Gaither. He was WSB's general manager and is now Executive Vice President of Cox Broadcasting Corporation.
When television became the family entertainer, WSB pioneered new award-winning concepts in radio information and service. Special days, night beat, sound off, news at any moment, radio cars, and the WSB Skycopter.
This is the WSB Skycopter. I'd like to thank all the motors for turning on your headlights when I asked you to a few minutes ago. The Northeast Expressway lit up like a Christmas tree.
Radio car 750 now in Alpharetta, where the mule train loaded with gold is drawing closer to Atlanta and the final resting place of this gold on the dome of the state capitol.
This is Jimmy Bridges at WSB's election night headquarters in the city room of the Atlanta Journal. The polls have just closed, so let's do a rundown on the candidates with our WSB news team. Lee Morris, are you there?
Right here, Jimmy, at Marvin Griffin's headquarters, where folks are acting mighty confident this evening.
This is Frank Steidler reporting from the headquarters of another confident candidate, former Governor M.E. Thompson.
Bob Van Kamp, have we made contact with any of our other men?
Not yet, Jimmy, but we'll soon be hearing from other WSB reporters covering candidates Tom Linder, Ed Barfield, Charlie Gowan, Arthur Neeson, and Grace W. Thomas.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a busy night in Georgia.
And it was. And the winner was Marvin Griffin. And the year was 1954.
WSB, can you tell us, what did America's most honored radio station do in the swinging 60s?
Well, Atlanta became a big league city, and WSB moved up to the big leagues, too. Remember Hank Aaron's 600th home run?
High ball left field. Back goes Henderson. This may be. It is good, but it's not.
And for basketball lovers, the Atlanta Hawks.
1 second, they throw it to May. He takes a shot at the buzzer. Good! It's good! The Hawks win! The Hawks have just stolen the ball game from Cleveland.
I remember those moments. I was right there with you, Mr. Wisby. Tell me, is there one inspiring moment you especially remember reporting?
Yes, there certainly is, Jim. And it came from 240,000 miles away.
At
Judging by the hundreds of trophies and honors you've won, Wisby, I'd say somebody's been working mighty hard. Let's see if Elmo Ellis, Vice President and General Manager of WSB, agrees.
I certainly do, Jim. I figure that in five decades, WSB has broadcast more than 2.5 million songs, reported 25,000 volumes of news, and presented more than 5 million speakers, singers, musicians, and actors, all in the public interest.
I guess I have been a busy radio station.
Oh, indeed you have, WSB. And now J. Leonard Rinch, president of Cox Broadcasting Corporation, sums up your significance.
For a half a century, the Voice of the South has enjoyed a treasured partnership with the farmer, the housewife, the businessman, the teacher, the student, and the sports lover. And with their cooperation, WSB has led the way in collecting millions of dollars for charity. Everything from the unorganized cheerful givers of 40 years ago to the United Appeal and the WSB Circus Fund of today. WSB has always been totally dedicated to community service and responsible broadcasting leadership. Our first experimental television license was dated 1931, long before most people ever heard of TV. We pioneered with a clear channel in 1936 and FM radio in 1944. We experimented with facsimile during the pre-war years. WSB microphones have traveled all over Georgia, and for that matter, all over the world. You may be sure that Cox Broadcasting Corporation will continue to demonstrate this same spirit of progressive growth and leadership. In the future, as in the past, we intend to be first with the best in broadcasting service.
Well, how do you feel after 50 years, Wisby?
Proud and happy and pleased to have so many good friends and all tuned up for the next 50.
Make it 750.
You can set your dial on it.
I love you, WSB.